You may have learned the terms cold-blooded and warm-blooded in elementary school, but what do they actually mean? Most of us learn that insects, fish, reptiles, and amphibians are cold-blooded because their body temperature changes along with the external temperature, while birds and mammals are warm-blooded because they maintain a high body temperature regardless of the external temperature. But biologists rarely use these terms because they oversimplify the variety of ways animals regulate their temperature. Animals whose body temperature is determined in part by the environment are called ectotherms. They can have quite a high body temperature by taking advantage of external conditions, such as basking in the sun to warm up. Animals like humans that control their body temperature internally are called endothermic. Endotherms generate heat internally by increasing the rate at which they metabolize fats and sugars. Most mammals and birds are endotherms, but did you know that some bees, moths, reptiles, and marine fishes are also at least partially endothermic? Partially endothermic organisms, sometimes called heterotherms, match environmental conditions in their extremities but stay warmer at their core. On the other hand, some animals typically considered endothermic, like chipmunks, maintain a high body temperature during active periods but slow their metabolism and drop their body temperature to extremely low levels during inactive periods like hibernation. Animals use many strategies to deal with fluctuating temperatures. At one end of the spectrum are those that are entirely endothermic. At the opposite end of the spectrum are animals whose body temperature rises and falls exclusively with the external environment. Between these extremes are many different combinations and strategies that allow animals to survive and thrive in many different habitats and conditions. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.